professors is sensitive.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Howdy, Mr. Buddy. You need some gas?
Oh, I got it for myself out there at the self-service pump. I got $5 worth.
Thank you, thank you. Now, why are you using a self-service pump?
I'm trying to economize, Sam. We're going to organize a chapter of the NAACP up there at Gum Springs. And, you know, that costs money.
The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People?
No, the National Association for the Abolition of Cotton Pickers.
How come y'all don't like cotton pickers, Mr. Buddy? I got some friends that can pick that cotton just clean as you please.
No, you don't understand. We don't want to get rid of people, Leon. Just the image of Southerners, you know, as rustic dolts. We want to change the way people from other parts of the country think about us. They put me in charge of it, you know. Quite a compliment. I'm not any smarter than the others, but...
Oh, yeah, Mr. Buddy. You're the smartest feller on that faculty.
Oh, well, maybe. Now, I'm a little smarter than my other colleagues, but I tell you, I'm going to bring this victory home like Sir Francis Drake brought home a king's ransom in gold from Peru, you know, in 1577, in his ship, the Golden Hawk. Boy, it won't be long.
Mr. Buddy?
It won't be long till we're known all over this country.
Mr. Buddy?
Yeah, what, Leon?
It wasn't the Golden Hawk.
What?
That ship that Mr. Drake sailed on, it wasn't called a Golden Hawk.
Now, Leon, I may be mistaken about a few things, but I happen to know that...
No, sir, it is a Golden Hind.
Leon, why don't you go pump some gas? I know that Sir Francis Drake sailed in the Golden Hawk. I'll stake my reputation as a professor on it. Now, about this...
Leon, you ought not to butt in. Now, here, Mr. Buddy, I got this history book from the library. Now, show this ninny about that ship.
Yeah, good. All right, we'll settle this right now. Now, where is it? Let's see. Yeah, here it is. Now, Leon, I'm not upset, but I want to give you a lesson here. Now, right from this book. Now, learn from this, Leon, and don't get out of your field anymore. It says, in 1577, Sir Francis Drake passed from the Atlantic through the Straits of Magellan and sailed up the Pacific coast of South America. The gold seized from the startled Spaniards soon filled the whole of his ship.
The whole of his ship, the Golden Hind.
Leon, I'm plumb ashamed of you. You shouldn't have hurt Mr. Buddy's feelings, being right that away. Professors is sensitive about being wrong.
Wait a minute, guys. Now, Leon, I want to say this publicly. I was wrong about the name of that ship, and you were right. Now, I apologize for losing my temper.
How in the world did you know a thing like that, Leon?
My cousin, Foxfire, from down Chichester, he used to read stories out of a book to me, and that ship was in it.
Well, that explains why you knew something I didn't, Leon. I think it's great that you felt strongly enough to come in with a difference of opinion. I really do. Now, to give us all such a great cookout to settle the air, we appreciate it.
Well, yes, sir. That's real thoughty of you, Leon. And I tell you what, this barbecue pork is really good. It's great.
Oh, super stuff. Yeah,
boy, it's good. Ooh. Hey. How come this is so much better than I cook in my barbecue pit?
Well, that's easy, Mr. Jesse. This ain't none of your butchered stuff. This hog died a natural death.
I never know that.
You mean that this...
Oh, me.